In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1, testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3. Normally, we record the intro to this in our studio where we do the show. But we are doing it now after the show in what can be described...
Oh my God, this is horrendous.
Oh, as it's like we're doing it from the inside of a gym sock.
Hell on earth.
There is no moving air in the studio.
Oh, it's so hot.
Your eyes are glistening.
Yeah.
They have a glazed look.
I don't feel that well either. I feel a bit fluey.
Oh.
This is not helping. Oh. We're just going to play the podcast?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
But it's raining in Gray and Nathan's life.
Oh my Lord, why do bad things happen to good people?
Saturday night, you go to Gavin James in Trinity with the excitement that a great night ahead.
I was nervous, I'll be honest with you, because the weather was so bad most of Saturday. But once I walked into the Trinity gates, the sun was glistening in the sky and I thought, this is going to be a fantastic evening. And that it was for around 20 minutes. I was enjoying Gavin's performance, it was very deep, it was very emotional. I then decided to go to the bathroom. I came back and I met a lovely lady who went, Nathan, over here. I'm a big fan of the show. I went, oh, well, isn't this divine?
I paid her a little bit of money.
Thank you very much for that.
Did
boost my self-esteem.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking to her. And then another man called Jamie, who I know from time to time, he came behind me and went, hey, Nathan. I turn around. I put my arm on his shoulder and my shoulder pops out. Now, that isn't normal. I have dislocated my shoulder in the past, twice before. You witnessed it. I was playing football both times.
Oh, it was horrible to witness.
But this time around, like, that isn't normal. For me to put my arm on his shoulder and my shoulder just pops
so
out.
So he's coming from behind you.
Yeah.
You get your right arm, turn it around your back to
kind of embrace
say hello,
him. Yeah.
And then it pops out.
Straight away.
Ah.
So then I walked to the medical tent. I went, yeah, I dislocated my shoulder. They got the ambulance. Went to James's hospital.
Why do you always have to get an ambulance?
I feel it's more extreme. Like, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down in style. So it's Nino, Nino, you're on the street and everything. But I have to say, everyone at James's hospital, they're fantastic. They're very good. All the nurses, all the doctors, very warm, very welcoming. But it's embarrassing because now I have this sling and I tried putting my trousers on this morning. It took me 25 minutes.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. So you've done this 3 times. You must be a pro now at getting dressed, no?
My jeans are only getting tighter, so it's very difficult to put on.
Your legs are getting so big from all the work in the gym.
Well, look, I'm going to become very weak and gaunt now. But I had to wake my father up. He had to help put on my trousers.
At 5 a.m.
It's very dark times when you're staring into your father's eyes and you can see the disappointment as he's putting on your tight black jeans. And then I have to go to the toilet. That's another issue.
That's what I'm getting to. Come on, how does it happen?
This is a 3-hour show and we're going to have to play music and some ads because you're going to have to help me go to the toilet.
No.
You're going to have to, brother.
Okay. Yeah, with the boss being
soon. And don't get me started about bathing. Bathing is the most difficult thing in the world.
It hasn't been the best of months for you.
No.
Hasn't. Moving home.
Yeah.
Recently single and now a dislocated shoulder for the 3rd time.
Broken heart and broken shoulder.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and I, we both found some musical news stories over the weekend and we can't decide which one to use.
So we're going to go both of them.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. My story, okay, it involves a man called Gerard Kelly. He is going to be singing at his cousin's wedding. He's singing a Christa Berg song in a country churchyard. And he's in the car and on purpose, he's singing, but he's getting the lyrics wrong. And his mum's getting really angry and he's filming his mum. This is what happened.
It's a classic Irish mammy stitch-up.
In a country churchyard, there's a preacher on his people.
With his people. The preacher's with his people.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Spring is here and summer's gone.
Turtle doves are singing in the steeple. Turtle doves are going to church.
Here and turtle doves are singing on the
from the steeple. They're up there singing down from the steeple. I mean, they're as thick as anything.
Where the river meets the mill, a lovely boy has...
Girl!
Not happy at all.
Okay, so that's your musical show and tell. Mine's a little bit different. Mine comes from the Bestival Festival over in the UK. Rick Astley, you know him off of Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down. Well, he was wandering around the festival and he ran into Mary Berry.
Friend of the show, Mary Berry.
And he decided that it would be a good idea to ask Mary Berry up on stage to play the drums. Now, this isn't a seven-year-old with his first drum kit. This is actually at a festival with Rick Astley and Mary Berry. I understand it's not the best audio quality
yes,
there because
Mary.
It is taken from a phone, but I guarantee you it is one of the most disturbing things you will see of Mary Berry on stage. She looks like she's been possessed by the devil and just playing the drums to Rick Astley.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We are doing a brand new game because we're done with Sean or Yvonne. I ended up finding an Yvonne.
Incredible.
That's it. Done. So brand new game. We don't know the name for it just yet.
We're working through it.
It's a work in progress. It's on probation.
Some people like to get their work done off air. We like to do it on air and just find the mistakes on air. It's when Nathan and I go on to Dundeal, we find an ad, but we don't tell the other person what the ad is. They have 5 questions to ask the caller.
We're quite lenient with those 5 questions. We can go up to 17 questions.
And then after 5, usually it is 5, we have to try and guess what the person is selling on the other end of the line. This week you picked my number.
Yeah.
I had to call the number without knowing what the ad was for. I had 5 questions and try and figure out what they were selling.
Hello?
Hi there. I was given your number from a mate about your ad in Dundeal.
Right.
I'm just wondering, I'm looking at it here. I can't make it out from the screen, but how big is it, would you reckon?
How big? Sorry. Which one are you talking about? There's 2 ads on there.
That's what I'm trying to see, because my screen is kind of cracked. It's not great on the phone. What colour? I can't see the colour for it. I can't make out the colour for it. Is that a red?
Yeah, right.
And would there be any budging on the price at all?
Are you looking at a 250, is it?
Yes. Is there any budging on the price?
Yeah.
Would you drop it maybe by 500? Would you take 500 off the top of it?
Not a hope.
No. What would be the most you'd take off it now?
The most I'd take off probably 150.
Right. So, okay. Red, okay. And are you selling a dog kennel?
Oh, no, hang on a second. I have a dog trailer for sale.
Dog trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I thought it was a dog kennel.
No, trailer.
It was the screen. Screen broke. All right, sorry for wasting your time.
No problem, mate.
Bye.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. You are clearly cheating. From the colour red did you get dog kennel?
I have no idea.
All you got was red, and then is he willing to budge the price? And you went for dog kennel.
Dog trailers, they always budge you by about 150 euro. Always. That's the rule of thumb with dog kennel.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I would like a fresh, hot, and spicy game of Gotta Get It Wrong, please.
We do it every single morning at this time. We put 1 minute on the clock, and all you gotta do is guess the questions wrong. Let's go to the phone lines. Sean, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Ah, look, I've been better, Sean, certainly. I have my arm in a sling. Did you hear I dislocated my shoulder?
No, I didn't hear that, no.
Do you have any advice for me?
Right? Just rest it up.
Rest it up, okay. Did you have a good weekend?
Quiet one, had a quiet weekend.
You didn't end up in St. James's Hospital, no?
No.
Not like Nathan anyway. Sean, no. It is Monday. You're on to play Gotta Get It Wrong. You are going to go automatically to the top of the leaderboard, whatever score you get, because it is the start of the week, and then people have to beat your score to knock you off the top of the leaderboard. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer, Sean, before the buzzer comes in. Give us a score. What do you reckon you're going to get?
15.
Oh, you'd be happy with 15 on a Monday.
Sean, 1 minute. Best of luck.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Apples.
What did I dislocate over the weekend?
Ankle.
What rhymes with pigeon?
Seagull.
What noise does a swan make?
Mew.
What noise does a ladybird make?
Quack.
What is a lollipop lady's job?
Cross novels to cross roads.
Do your best Robert De Niro impression.
I don't know one.
Do your best Tony McGregor impression.
The boost is loud, gives you loud and notes back.
How do you spell cranberry?
Sorry?
How do you spell cranberry?
A-P-P-L-E.
What is Jamie Oliver's job?
Bus driver.
Who is the lead singer of The Killers?
Beyonce.
What football team does Sadio Mane play for?
Chelsea.
What sport did Tim Henman used to play?
Football.
15 plus 13 is 26. True or false?
False.
Oh, that seems strong to me. How did you find it, Sean?
Not bad, yeah. They're correct.
I enjoyed your Tony McGregor impression.
Yeah, you pulled me off there, you did.
We are deliberating. We are counting up the score. Okay. You were looking for 15, Sean.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you didn't answer 15 questions, so that's not possible. But what I can tell you is, this Monday, you came on very charming, and you got 12.
That's not bad, is it?
Not bad at all.
You'll take it, Sean. So you will. It's a Monday. It's nice and slow start of the week. But look, you go top of the leaderboard and people have to get 13 or more to knock you off. And if you're still there by Friday, you will win that €100. Sean, thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Cheers, lads.
See you, man. Bye. Take care. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And we just had Sean on to play Gotta Get It Wrong.
He was a great contestant.
He got 12, but can we appreciate his answer for question 8?
Do your best Tony McGregor impression.
The bus is loud, gives you loads of notes back.
Yes, Sean.
The bus, it gives you loads of notes back.
Now, Graham, we've reached the difficult part that I was dreading in the show. Obviously, my arm is in a sling. I dislocated the shoulder over the weekend. Yep. Need to go to the bathroom now.
You will notice that the boss is in extra early this morning, and that is the reason he's in.
Is that why he's
so
in?
So, Phil, you know what to do with Nathan. Off you go.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
802, you are on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning, my name is Graham O'Toole. This man here with the sling is Nathan O'Reilly.
Oh, wow, the boss is such a good guy. We just went to the bathroom there. He had to help me out. You know, but it was awkward, I'll be honest with you, but he's a good guy.
He's really turned up trumps with this whole dislocated shoulder malarkey, isn't he?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
If you just joined us, Nathan has dislocated his shoulder.
For a third time, I shook a man's hand and it popped out. That's not normal, I'm afraid.
But we have the Love Island Spinale party tonight, happening in 22. And Nathan's plan all weekend was to make a quiche for the night. It was going to be beautiful, a homemade quiche, but he can't make it now.
Obviously, I can't make it now. And in my honour, I would like someone going to the event to make me a quiche.
Jess says, I'm going. Can I just buy a quiche in the shop and bring it? Does it have to be homemade?
Look, obviously I'd prefer it homemade because a lot of work and effort would have gone into it, but I would accept a bought one.
Sean makes a very good point. Just Eat are bringing food on the night for everyone going there.
You don't just get Just Eat to bring a quiche, no? They're handy, I like.
It would be handier.
See what you're saying there, Sean?
Sean has spotted a good fix to the problem there.
Well, Just Eat, if you're listening, let's change the entire menu to just quiches, please.
Just a massive 12-inch quiche.
Bacon and anchovies.
So that's going to be it. We're going to have a little table there. If you're coming, feel free to bring the quiche. We do want to know. Let it be a surprise on the night.
Oh, that'd be delightful.
And we, who knows, we could have up to 12, 13, 14 quiches.
I highly doubt that, but it would be delightful. Now, you are the meme lord. Throughout the entire Love Island series, from time to time, you've been, you know, dropping a few memes, trying to make them go viral. One of them actually did go viral. And then an Englishman called Darren, I believe.
Jordan,
he stole your tweet.
So my tweet cropped me out, took my meme, and it went absolutely everywhere. Got over a couple of 100,000 views as well, likes, shares, everything, you know. But tonight is the final night of Love Island. And I'm saying, as the meme lord, I will be making one final meme.
Wow.
At the Love Island finale party. And it is going to be magical.
How are you feeling right now? Do you have a meme in the back of your mind? Is it going to go viral tonight?
I have one meme in the back of my mind. However, I'm not 100% happy with it.
Oh, no.
If I end up using this meme, it will...
Desperate times.
It'll be very desperate. So on the night, tonight, we'll be having a discussion. If people want to help me out with memes, there will be a facility for people to send me it via my Instagram. They can give me a few tips and tricks, and hopefully by the end of Love Island, we will together as a community, because the meme lord, he represents everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not just one person, he's everybody. And hopefully we'll have a viral meme.
We are really asking a lot from everyone coming tonight. When you think about it, quiches and memes, get thinking.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'm feeling confident. I think we can give away that €1,000 right now.
Yes, we play every single morning. Let's go to the phone lines. Sinead, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're okay.
Oh, I've been better.
Check out Nathan's shoulder, Sinead. Gone again.
Oh, I heard. You poor thing.
Yeah, Sinead, can you send a quiche to our Love Island event tonight? Have you ever made a quiche before?
I've never made a quiche. I don't eat quiche.
Oh, no. I thought it was a popular
quiche. I can give it a go. I can give it a whack and send it in.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks, Sinead.
Cheers, Sinead. We'll be waiting at the door all day.
Can we hang up on Sinead?
Yeah, thanks, Sinead. Sinead, you're on to play birthday bingo. This morning's month is October. What date in October is your birthday?
My birthday is the 26th of October.
Oh, that's a great date.
26. If that number comes out of either of the birthday bingo drums, you will be winning €1,000. Let's go for Sinead.
Sinead, I like you.
Oh, God. Okay, thanks.
It's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
I'm going on holidays at the end of August, so it would be great to
Where are we going?
I'm going to Portugal, and to Albufeira.
Who are we going away with?
I'm going with my family and my boyfriend.
You said boyfriend.
Yeah.
Boyfriend. Graham, your nose is quivering right now. Hmm. What are you smelling?
Oh my God, Sinead. Guess what?
What?
I smell wedding bells. He's going to propose to you in front of your family on the strip in Albufeira, and it's going to be beautiful.
Oh God, I hope none of my friends are listening. They give him such a slagging all the time.
How long have you been going out with each other?
9 years.
9 years.
9 years, it's going to happen.
Come on. 9 years? Oh, come on.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Come on, it's time.
Long relationship. Longer than my parents.
Thousand euro to go towards the wedding.
Okay, Sinead, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic. It has a nice fancy yellow button that I can press with my left arm. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. I will have to try and spin it. Which one do you want to go for?
Oh, God. I think I'll go for the electrical one today.
Oh, you're very kind.
Here, hand it over here, Nathan. Get rid of Jackie.
You're very kind.
Jackie's going over here.
Looking for the 26th. Best of luck.
Yeah.
Oh, God. it's very awkward to watch. We're here in the home. But can we get number 26?
26, yeah.
Jeez, it's so difficult, this, I tell you. Right, we are looking for the 26th. Oh my. The first number is a 2.
Whoa.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't feel very lucky this morning.
It's two fat ladies, number 22.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I know.
Why do bad things happen to good people? I've been saying it all weekend.
Two little ducks, 7:22.
That's terrible. Who knows? Who knows?
Sinead, I'm sorry you don't win the jackpot, but 22, it gets you a pair of tickets to the brand new American boy band, Why Don't We? They play the Bord Gáis on the 12th of October. They're brand new. They're going to be huge. Got millions of views on YouTube. So enjoy that gig. And thanks for playing Birthday Bingo, Sinead.
Oh, great. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Sinead. Enjoy the wedding. Bye.
Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
As a broadcaster, I like to think I am known for being a man who gives you up-to-date and relevant news. So let me tell you something. In Finland, on the 27th of July.
Good stuff.
They celebrate National Sleepyhead Day.
And today is the 30th of July. But anyway, doesn't matter. National Sleepyhead Day.
Have you ever heard of it before?
No, I haven't.
No, see. Well, that's what I'm trying to do is educate you.
It's every day.
The 27th of July, National Sleepyhead Day. It involves the last person being caught sleeping at home is woken up in a rather odd way. They are lifted from their bed and thrown into the sea or a lake.
Hold on a second now. Okay, let's go back.
Okay, so let's just think. You're in a house. You're with your family.
Okay, let's go just to my house. I live with there's four of us.
Yeah.
Three other guys.
Yeah.
So the last person to wake up in that house,
then the other three of you will pick up that person and throw them into, I don't know, the 40 foot or maybe Sandy Cove Beach, just into the water. Because why they do this is the last person awake is seen as the laziest person.
Okay.
And the laziest person must be punished.
That is my idea of a nightmare.
Would that be bad for you? Yeah, you wouldn't enjoy that?
Well, I have a fear of the ocean.
Okay, but what if instead of me throwing you into a lake, I picked you up with the mattress? So you were still sleeping on the mattress, but you were going out into sea. You'd end up in Bangor.
Yeah, it's not the whole being picked up in my sleep thing that's the issue. It's being in the ocean again.
The ocean, okay.
Afraid of the ocean. If I go out to my depth, it's a no-no. I can't even go snorkeling on holidays. I stay on the boat and I mind people's bags.
And do you know what? Most broadcasters would stop right now. Most broadcasters would play a song. I'm going to give you just a little bit more. Oh. A little extra story.
Oh, an extra story.
No, we're moving away from Finland.
No more of that story.
No more of that. How about another story? Are you still there?
I'm with you.
Listen to this.
You better not be dipping into my choose the news stories, or I tell you, there'll be big trouble.
A woman got the fright of her life when she woke up. See what I'm doing here? It's a sleeping theme that's happening in Under the Covers.
Okay, yeah, I like
she
it.
She woke up and there was a 3-foot python beside her.
Oh, God, are you serious?
Yeah,
she thought taken it was one of my choose the news stories.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We don't communicate anymore.
Go on. What's the story?
Well, it was a 3-foot python and she quickly got out of bed and she called the RSPCA. The RSPCA called to her house and apparently when they opened the bedroom door, the snake had turned on the electric blanket and had a little face mask covering the eyes. Now, I did make up those last 2 points, but wouldn't that be dandy?
Well, I have to get rid of that headline now.
Sorry about that.
I had the headline, there's a snake in my boot.
Oh, well, look, you can use my Finland story.
No, I can't use that either. So I've only got one headline, two more to go. I've got to get to work. Okay. Cheers, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And there is a debate on Twitter raging, and it involves chicken wings. And it's something that I never thought of. But now that I see the debate, it's like, oh, yes.
Oh, are you throwing your hat in the ring right now?
I am throwing my hat in the ring. It is the debate. When it comes to chicken wings, do you prefer the drum or the flat?
Now, please elaborate. What do you mean by the drum and the flat?
You go to a restaurant. You get a big, massive bowl of chicken wings.
Why is there always celery sticks in that bowl?
Who eats the celery sticks?
No.
It's going to make it feel a little bit more healthy about it. There's two types of chicken wings in there. There is the drumette and there is the flat. The drumette is the chicken wing where there's a little bit of meat on the end of it. It looks like a mini drumstick. And then the flat is the one where you've got the two bones in the kind of a... like a,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. The two bones and a little bit of meat there.
Yeah. So it's the drumette versus the flat.
I don't think I've ever actually had a drumette.
No, you have.
Mine come in flats.
No, you have had a drumette.
I definitely haven't.
You definitely have. Because they come in both. Because I was looking up, how do you make the chicken wings? So what they do is, imagine the chicken wing in full before it is cooked on the chicken. Stay with me, Nathan, because I know I'm losing you.
You've lost me.
is like your arm.
Okay.
The drum is made out of your bicep to shoulder, and imagine the shoulder is the meaty part.
Wouldn't be much meat on my shoulder.
And then the flat is your forearm. So there's less meat, more bones there. And then the tip of the chicken wing...
But it's richer meat. Would it be richer, the flat?
I don't know if it's richer meat or not. But then the tip is your hand, you cut off the tip. So you got the flat made out of your forearm, and the drum is made out of your bicep to shoulder. That is how you make your chicken wings.
Do they serve the tips?
No, they don't serve the tips.
Why? Is that the claw?
No, it's the end of the chicken wing. There's no meat on that.
That's a bit of a waste.
Do you prefer the drum or the flat?
I would be a flat man. I don't think I've ever had a drumstick.
Explain.
Well, like a miniature drumstick.
You have had the drum. Explain your reasons why.
I think there's more meat and it's richer. It's tastier.
You're literally just making
things
up.
Nice with the sauce.
You're literally just making
things up. It's easier to marinate as well. What do you prefer?
The drum, because you get more meat at the end of it and you're not messing around.
What are people saying on Twitter?
It's majority are saying drums because there's more meat in it. However,
are you sure about that?
People are agreeing with you. They're saying the meat is nicer on the flat.
Can you, listening, get involved right now?
Snap vote. Text or WhatsApp for the next 3 minutes during Little Mix. Flat or drum?
Or tip.
One person says the tip. That's from Reese. Thanks very much for that one.
Cheers, Reese.
We're saying drum, flat, drum. And then on here, we have one from Michelle. She says, in the US and Canada, chicken wings are called flats and rounds. And you order how many of each you want with your order.
Would you just go for rounds? Would you even request a flat?
Go near the flats.
That is so interesting.
Snap vote has drums at 65%.
Oh, I'm gutted. I'm absolutely gutted.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This is very exciting. As you have heard this morning on the show, producer Callum is not here. He is on holidays. He'll be back next Monday. So his replacement is our boss. Our boss is sitting in the studio where producer Callum normally sits, and
he's loving it. He's enjoying himself.
Oh, I'm telling you, you're not hearing his laughing because he's quite a silent laugher.
He's shaking his head when I said, do you want me to turn on your microphone? He's like, no.
But I want to tell you this story, okay? I want to pitch an idea to the boss. Now, the boss doesn't want to talk, so I suppose he can communicate through sound effects. So if he likes the idea, you'll hear that. If he doesn't... yeah, he won't enjoy it. So on Friday, finished up the show, I went home and my dad was there and he went, Nathan, I have a fantastic idea for the show. And this is the very first time he's ever come to me with an idea. So I said, okay, I'll hear you out. He said, I want this to be a daily feature. I want you to do it every day on the show, maybe in the 9 o'clock hour. He says he doesn't have a name for it, but he wants us to come up with it and for it to be funny and intelligent.
So he is saying it's not just a weekly feature.
No, every day.
A daily feature. So it will join the other daily features like Birthday Bingo at 8:35, Gotta Get It Wrong at 7:45, become a staple of the show. And he's obviously sees... Under the covers as well.
Yeah, he sees great potential.
Where will it fit? There's so much going
on. We'll squeeze it in somewhere, maybe straight after Birthday Bingo. Who knows? But the boss has the final decision. If we get his approval, then it will be on the show. So, boss, listen to this, okay?
Hold on a second.
He said to me that we should do a segment about unforgettable signs that you see here or abroad. Now, you're looking at me like I've three heads. Hear me out. My father swims. He's a good swimmer. He went to his local swimming pool and he saw a sign on the wall that said, attention, could all instructors please ensure that children do not chew the swimming boards? And he said, he said, that can't be the only strange sign out there. We live in a crazy world. And he says that people can ring up the show and they can say, oh, Graham and Nathan, I saw this strange sign that said this.
Yeah.
And then we all have a laugh.
Okay.
And it can be a sign from abroad when they're away on holidays.
Maybe in Espanol.
Or it could just be a sign around the country.
Do you know what? I think he's teetering, yes or no, and this might put it over the line. Your father wants an intelligent name for it.
Yes.
We'll call it Sign of the Times.
and play Harry Styles in the background.
Just stop your crying. What is that
song? You may have lost it. You may have lost it with that.
We now we feel like we are gladiators in the Colosseum, and it is up to our Lord and Savior to give us the thumbs up or the thumbs down. What is it going to be? It is going to be...
Oh, it seems like it's moving up.
It's thumb... Oh, no, wrong one. It's thumbs up. We're doing it. We're doing it. And because he says he doesn't want to speak, he can't say any more. So Sign of the Times will be a daily feature.
We're starting tomorrow.
Oh, no, we're starting right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you know a strange sign, can you please get in contact with the show? 087-711-1038. Make my father proud.
And look, obviously... This will go. This is going to explode right now. And it'll just it'll be extra proof that this has to be a daily feature. Every day, 9:35, Sign of the Times. So we have the instrumental for Harry Styles' Sign of the Times. And we have Andrea on the line, our very first caller on Sign of the Times. Thanks for playing, Andrea.
Oh, okay.
What sign did you see?
On the way from Lahinch to Liscannor last week, we saw there's quite a lot of them, actually. There is, it says Donkey Farm and Matchmaking.
I love it. Is it in the same place?
No, they're all along the road. My husband tried to pull in to take a picture of it, but otherwise would have killed herself.
What is it? Some dating seminar with donkeys?
Well, I don't know. That's exactly what we thought.
That's the beauty about signs. It's subjective. There's words on a sign, but no one really knows what's happening behind the sign.
So, exactly.
Can you repeat that one again? Donkey farm and dating.
And matchmaking.
Matchmaking, okay. Of course, Lahinch is the home of the matchmaking festival. Any other signs have you come across in your life?
Oh, no, it's just the one.
Just one, okay.
You're not greedy now. You'll just take the one.
No, just the one.
Andrea, thank you so much for humouring us.
Okay, thanks.
See you, Andrea.
Do you think that we can do this every day, Andrea?
Oh, God, I've only got one for you. I'll have to start driving around.
If you wouldn't mind, we'll pay you some money.
Okay,
we'll write you into the budget. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
You see, this is the beauty about the new segment, and it actually has taken up space. I'm not doing Tuesday News this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
And the boss has given it double thumbs up. Yes, it's a daily segment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged, weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.